In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the team at 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube as well at the Team 980. And it is our pleasure now to welcome back to the show our good friend, my good friend, Don Van Natta, ESPN senior writer, chief investigative reporter for ESPN. And Don, I feel like I have to just like warn the audience, no, you didn't find anything new about the Commanders. Everybody's okay in D.C., but we're just going to talk about the story you wrote about Robert Kraft.
Yeah, that's right. Nothing new on the Commanders this time, Craig, but stay tuned. You never know.
You never know. There's still pending litigation against Dan Snyder, but now it's like it's kind of a, I don't want to say a fun story, but like it's not our problem in the same way that it used to be our problem. But Don, I do want to dive into this story that you wrote, published on ESPN.com this morning. Really fascinating look inside Robert Kraft's pursuit of a gold jacket. And there's so much here, but I just have to start by asking, like, what made you dive into this? Like, what came across your desk? You're always talking to people around the NFL, but what came across your desk that you thought this was a story specifically worth pursuing with Kraft when so many NFL owners are trying in their own ways to get into the Hall of Fame?
Well, you know, it really started, Craig, with a tip that came to me at the end of April, early May. I did a story back in April about Bill Belichick trying to get another job after he was let go by Robert Kraft in January. And Belichick only had one interview with the Atlanta Falcons. And there was a couple of calls between Robert Kraft and the owner of the Falcons, Arthur Blank, where Kraft did not say many positive things about Bill Belichick. He said, "You can't trust him," to Arthur Blank. And in the course of reporting that, we actually mentioned this docuseries that came out in the winter called The Dynasty, and had a few sentences, throwaway sentences in that story about that. Well, that story was published. I got a tip. Hey, look a little more closely at the Dynasty documentary, which Robert Kraft publicly has said he had nothing to do with because the docuseries threw Bill Belichick under the bus. There's a lot more here than he has acknowledged publicly. So I started peeling back the layers of the onion there, and as it turned out, I discovered that the docuseries and a book that the docuseries was based on were actually, both of those are media projects that Robert Kraft had a secret interest in, a financial interest in. And it was part of a larger campaign that began way back in 2012 for Kraft to get into the Hall of Fame. He's not gotten in despite a relentless campaign by his PR guy, a guy named Stacey James. And so one thing led to another, and I decided to sort of write a broader piece about Kraft's quest to get in the Hall of Fame, why he's been unable to get there, and how these media projects fit into that campaign.
The media project side of this is something that I think you and I could talk about for hours over beers in terms of the state of biographies, autobiographies, and it's something you talk about in the piece where a lot of these shows now are kind of celebrity infomercials. But when it comes to the substance of Kraft and the Hall of Fame, and as you talk to people around the league and report out this story, on a baseline level, do most people think that he should actually be in the Hall of Fame? Is this a worthy pursuit for him, or is this a total vanity project that doesn't have any real standing?
No, that's the irony. It's not a vanity pursuit at all. on Robert Kraft's behalf, on the people pushing for him. There's no question by any metric Robert Kraft deserves a gold jacket. He deserves a bronze bust in Canton. Six Super Bowl titles. What he has done to keep the Patriots in New England. He's been an incredibly influential owner with labor relations. He helped, if you remember, in 2011 during the lockout to bring the players and owners together and got a deal done, an owners-friendly deal in 2011 and saved the season. He's been instrumental in the skyrocketing TV and streaming contracts that the NFL have landed with the broadcast networks and the streamers. So by every metric, Kraft deserves to get in. That's part of what made this story, I thought, Greg, as I pursued it, so intriguing is, well, what's going on here? Why is every year he's up for this gold jacket and every year he gets rejected by the voters? What's really going on here?
So obviously, if people want to get the full answer, they should, you know, read the...
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Peace. Don Van Natta, ESPN investigative journalist with us here on the Hoffman Show. But Don, if you were to summarize it down or maybe even pick, because there's multiple things, obviously different voters have a different reason and there's some structural stuff as well. If you had to identify the biggest reason Robert Kraft isn't a Hall of Famer yet, despite that resume you just laid out, what is it?
Well, I talked to more than a dozen voters, and they don't often talk about their secret deliberations, but some spoke to me on the record about their support for Kraft, and some spoke on background about reasons either that they didn't vote for him or reasons they think he is not been, his name was not forwarded to the full 50 voters. And the scandal that kept getting mentioned the most, Craig, was Spygate. That's the spying operation, Bill Belichick's operation, spying on signals by opposing coaches with video cameras. The Patriots, paid dearly in 2007 for stealing opposing coaches' signals. Belichick was fined $500,000. The Patriots were fined $250,000, and the team gave up a first-round draft pick. There's this group of anti-Kraft voters that said that they have suspicions that Kraft knew far more about Spygate than he has acknowledged. Now, they don't have any evidence of it. They just have this feeling, this belief that he was complicit with this massive cheating scandal, and so they're holding that against him. The other thing that came up in my discussions with some of these voters is the 2019 charges against Kraft for his two visits to a Jupiter, Florida massage parlor. As one person said to me, I think we need to put some distance between the massage parlor in Florida and the Hall of Fame in Canton. So I think that hurt Kraft a couple of those years following that. And then the other issue is Stacey James, the PR chief of the Patriots. His campaign has left some voters feeling that he was too abrasive, getting increasingly frustrated with each passing year that Kraft wasn't in. Stacey James is quoted in my story on the record saying he believes that of all of the owners, including Jerry Jones, no owner has played a more influential role in the success of the NFL or deserves it more, obviously with his six Super Bowl trophies, than Robert Kraft. But some voters said to me that Stacey's sort of hard-charging style has also annoyed them, aggravated them, and that's also been a factor, I think, in why Kraft keeps coming up short.
Don Van Natta, ESPN, with us for another few minutes here on the Hoffman Show. I find, like, I understand the quote, and I think it's actually astute, that quote about the massage parlor and some distance, right? If the last headline about Robert Kraft is those charges and whatever did or didn't go down at that massage parlor, and then he next thing is the Hall of Fame, that's not a great look for the NFL, as if, you know, there's nothing but great looks around the NFL on all those related things, but we don't have enough time for that right now, Don. But I do think it's kind of, like, there, you almost have to laugh at the fact that around that same time, Jerry Jones is going into the Hall of Fame, and there's so many other people that have all these off-the-field issues of all different varieties, and you certainly know Jones's as well as any, as you're working on a book on it, and that is coming out soon. So, is, like, where is the line for most of these voters, or is there a huge variance in the line for most of these voters in terms of what they will allow in the Hall of Fame and what they won't?
It's really, you know, it's such a good question, Craig. It's one of the things as I was doing the story that I kept running up against. Like, what is the standard? And every voter has his own standard. And, you know, some lean into these personal character issues in a way that other voters say they really shouldn't. You know, Peter King, for instance, the legendary, just retired. He was a long time at Sports Illustrated and NBC Sports. He's a friend of mine. He's quoted in the story. He's a big supporter of Robert Kraft to get in the Hall of Fame, has been arguing tirelessly on his behalf for years. He says that this stuff shouldn't matter. The massage parlor charges, for instance. He says that Kraft should simply be judged on his team's performance and his own performance as an influential owner. But, you know, your point about Jerry Jones, there's a rivalry between Robert Kraft and Jerry Jones, one that I'm going to delve into in my book. And when Jerry Jones got into the Hall of Fame in 2017, this was already 5 years into Robert Kraft's campaign to get in. So Jerry Jones beat him in. And Kraft told a confidant when that happened about Jerry, he said, Jones hasn't been to the NFC title game in 2 decades. And he gets in? How does that work? So Kraft was annoyed by that. And you look at Eddie DeBartolo, he got into the Hall of Fame a year before Jerry Jones, the former San Francisco 49ers owner. He lost his team in 2000 because of DeBartolo's connection to an extortion case. So these facts, you know, also annoy and aggravate the Kraft supporters that I talk with. They're like, look at these other guys. Look at their backgrounds. Look at their histories. And it's not fair how Kraft is being judged. And so, you know, delve into all of it in the story that's on ESPN.com. And, you know, but I want to emphasize, I believe, I mean, after all the reporting I've done, there's no question Kraft deserves it. If you really just look at his credentials and look at everything he's accomplished as owner of the Patriots. And again, it's a little bit of a confounding mystery why he hasn't got in. But I do believe in the next year or two, we'll see Kraft finally, you know, get into camp.
Yeah, that was going to be my final question. And I agree with you. Like, of all the owners of the last, let's say, 25, 30 years in the NFL, I don't know that there's anyone that has a better case for both on and off field or on field success, off field contributions than Kraft. But Don, if you could quickly, for the audience, obviously, from a merit standpoint, we've laid out why both of us actually agree that Kraft should get in, but that structural piece is changing as well, according to your story and what's been reported. Why is it now much more likely that Kraft can get in than at any point previously that this was a discussion?
Right. So in the last 6 or 7 years, there was a committee of varying numbers of people, as few as 5, as many as 12, that considered coaches and contributors at the same time. So Kraft was in the contributors category, and he was going up against coaches. And so Don Coryell, the Air Coryell, legendary coach of the Chargers, got in. Tom Flores got in. Mike Holmgren and Mike Shanahan are leading candidates to get in this go-around. But now the Hall has changed the rules. They've separated the coaches and contributors committee. So now there's only a committee of 9 voters that is going to decide contributors. Kraft is the prohibitive favorite with that committee. I did some reporting there. I talked to a couple of voters that were briefed on the membership, and they say a majority of the 9 voters that are on that committee are Kraft supporters. So finally, Kraft will get out of committee, because he had not been out of committee, Craig, before when it was coaches and contributors. But now he will very likely get out of committee after they meet in early October. The full 50 voters will vote for Kraft for the first time in January. He needs 80%. He needs 40 of the 50 to vote him into Canton. And so the people I talk to believe this is Kraft's best shot, and that he very likely will get in, and we'll hear about it, you know, around the playoffs time of this NFL season.
Don Van Natta, full piece on ESPN.com. Definitely worth a read. Not only does Don, like, he's so great with us here on the radio, but there's so many great nuggets in the stories. You got to go check out the writing in full. Great to hear your voice, my friend. Hope to see you in person at some point, at some NFL thing soon. And until then, be well.
Well, I will be up in Washington this fall, Craig, so I look forward to seeing you when I make a visit up there. Yeah, in the next month or so, we'll do it. So I'll see you soon, my friend.
That sounds great. I look forward to it. Don Van Natta, everybody, with us here on The Hoffman Show. When we get back, we'll wrap things up, and then it's not my responsibility anymore. It'll be BetMGM tonight. And then the Mystics have a huge game tonight, so we'll get you ready for that as well here on the Team 980.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.